The Broncos are getting set for a very special weekend as they honor owner Pat Bowlen. A lot of alumni will be back around this week, and now we're joined by Jake Plummer. And we were just talking and heard you had a lot of interaction with Pat Bowlen during your time here. What kind of legacy do you think that he's built with the Broncos?
Well, one that's definitely put them at the top of the NFL, I think. And as far as an owner goes, winning 300 games in 30 years really is all you have to say. That's averaging 10 a year. Very rarely do they have any losing seasons. I think they've had more Super Bowl appearances than losing seasons. So, that starts at the top. And I think not only an owner that can, put everybody in the right position, but allow the people around here to do their job and to do it the right way. And he always had the right people around and treated us with respect as if we were, just a good person. And that was the one thing I take away, was just how he treated all of us with respect.
I was going to say that, on the field, he was all about winning, but also off the field, he really cared about you, the players, and everybody in the organization, right?
Yeah, tremendously. One thing he wanted to make sure is us as players had nothing to worry about. He wanted us to be as comfortable as we could be, to not be worrying about anything in the locker room or if we needed to get food to eat before practice. I mean, he made sure that we'd come in here and this was a home for us, a place where we could, a sanctuary of sorts where we could come inside these walls and know that everyone in here is all for you and together. And he built that up. And he was around too. He wasn't just up in his office. He was out at practice. He was down in the locker room and in the training room and on the Stairmaster all the time, sweating it up. So when you see the owner working that hard, you got to get in there yourself. And, just a great person and to have played for and to have been a part of this organization. I feel very lucky to have been a part of it.
It's definitely going to be a very special weekend, but let me ask you a little bit about the game. Two unbeaten teams facing off, Peyton Manning and Aaron Rodgers. What do you think about the matchup?
Oh, it's a great matchup. I think it's exciting because, I don't know, is Green Bay coming off their bye also? So you got two teams that have had some time to get healthy and also to game plan. So you'll see if a few things work right away, hopefully, for both teams. But I think that it's going to be a great, great fun game to watch. You got one of the greatest players ever, Peyton Manning, who we all know what's been going on this year. I think he's been playing really well, actually, and not completing as many balls as you'd like or touchdowns, but he's leading this team and they're playing hard for him. And then you got Aaron Rodgers, who is trying to stamp himself as maybe one of the greatest in the game right now. So it's fun. And take those two guys out of it, you got two nasty defenses. And I love watching defenses play. It's always what I did. As a QB, you analyze the D. So I love watching this D for Denver play. They fly around. They play for each other. And, Green Bay, same thing. They cause a lot of havoc on the other side of the ball. So great matchup Sunday night. It's going to be live there.
Yeah, it doesn't get any better. Well, thank you very much for joining us. I appreciate it. That's Jake Plummer. I'm Phil Milani for Broncos TV.